Earlier this month, a Kentucky teacher was charged with assault after a video camera at her school showed her dragging a 9-year-old boy with autism through the school hallways. The child had also been diagnosed with ADHD, PTSD, anxiety, and depression. His mother told the local news teachers are supposed to stop the bullying, not be the bullies. But at least 10 studies show that while students with disabilities are more likely to be bullied than their peers without disabilities, some of that bullying does come from adults. Online support forums for families navigating disabilities have featured articles and testimonials confirming that. And today, two parents who say they've experienced it. We found their story in the North Fork, Long Island patch. Lauren Robert Desmoulins is a mother of two, including daughter Chloe, diagnosed with autism, language impairment, and ADHD. Lauren joins us from Stony Brook University on Long Island. Lauren, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Also joining us, Virginia Scudder. Her son, Lucas, 5, has a sensory disorder that causes patterned and repetitive behavior, as well as a fear of loud noises. And she's there with Lauren. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And so both of you have seen this, adults bullying children. It sounds, unbelievable. But why don't we start, Lauren, with some of the ways that Chloe's autism might make her behave at certain times. What are some of her behaviors?
A lot of her behaviors are brought on by noises, overstimulation, and it causes her to yell, cover her ears, stamp her feet, and to cry and really kind of act out emotionally.
Yeah. Is she doing this in the classroom?
She does have times right now of frustration and anxiety where she does act out.
Most people listening are probably saying, yes, I know a child like that. Autism is so common now. And kids are being mainstreamed for all the right reasons into classrooms so that they can have an education, but in many school systems so that kids can have a diversity in their classrooms and they can see children, who might be slightly different from themselves, all thought to be part of the learning process. But what's been happening? What are you noticing in adults?
Parents didn't think that she belonged there. She was a distraction and a disturbance, and it ruined their child's day, and at some points demanded that she be removed from the classroom, although the teacher, said that Chloe should stay and remain with her peers. And they would talk about her, in the parking lot. And, she was a topic of conversation.
Oh. Look, Virginia, we know your son does not have autism, but he does have what sounds like some of the same kind of sensory disorders, maybe screaming when he hears a loud noise. What does Lucas display?
He's deathly afraid of sirens. He has difficulty with fine motor skills. He just has a difficult time transitioning. And so if things are not familiar, they're very foreign to him. The unusual or the not the norm definitely sets him off. And he does start crying. He panics. He'll hold his ear. It's a coping mechanism for him in dealing with his fear. And most recently, our shopping days are usually, set aside for Sundays as a family. And we went out. My husband took one twin. I took the other and my daughter. I had Lucas, and we were just wiping down the cart. It had rained. He was crying from it being wet, and he was crying from the loud noises coming from the bakery. They had the radio blasting, and he was holding his ears and crying and shouting that he wanted to go. And we had a complete and utter stranger just shout out, shut up. Mm. And of course, he used other foul language. It shouldn't have to get to the point where I have to turn to someone I completely don't know, a complete and utter stranger, and say, my son has sensory processing issues, and have to have a discussion with a stranger about it. Mm. Now, mind you, this person had no desire to have that conversation, and nor would I have given him that at that point, because it really did escalate.
Well, a couple thoughts. Parents trying to wrangle kids. A lot of kids have just meltdowns, and it doesn't help to have a stranger, when you're overloaded anyway, with any kid. Lauren, I want to go back to Chloe. It seems like in addition to parents just kind of clucking about whether or not she's disturbing the class, there was a bus driver who was almost threatening.
Yes, she loved going on the bus, and it was exciting for her. And the route changed, and they changed the bus driver. And there was an immediate change in her behavior. And she would come home screaming and crying. And she has a language delay when it comes to talking about feelings and emotions. So I was not able to really get much information, out of her, other than we noticed this major change in behavior. The bus driver did make some inappropriate comments in front of me when I was getting her off the bus, you know, I did go in and speak with the teacher, and I did have a report written that said that, you know, as of the date that she started with this new bus driver, that her behavior in class had changed. And another teacher was told by this bus driver, get her off my bus. She's your problem now. And I was able to finally get Chloe to open up. She told me that, you know, the bus driver had told her to zip it, would scream at her from the driver's seat. And when I did bring this up to, you know, to the teachers, they investigated and it was confirmed by the bus matron. And eventually, you know, there was a new bus driver that was assigned and Chloe's behavior immediately changed. Mm. But this was going on for months before I was able to actually figure it out.
It's probably heartbreaking to hear, but mm-hmm. I have to ask you both, what do you say to a bus driver or a teacher who might say, you know, I have so much to handle in a class. I can't also handle a child who might be frightened of noises or might in some way disrupt the class. Or to a parent who might say, I have sympathy, but I'm worried that she's going to disrupt the class and stop my child's learning.
You know, I absolutely could see and understand that side to the story, but I do feel that there are certain inappropriate ways to handling situations such as those. Maybe there's another class that might be more appropriate for that child with a teacher that is skilled to take care of a child who has those needs. And, you know, we don't want any child to have their education interrupted, but, you know, it is a learning lesson that life does have interruptions. And mm-hmm. we have to learn how to cope with them, even as a typical child, and that teachers and parents should work together to make sure that the education and well-being of every single child is on the forefront, not just one child over another.
I'm wondering, Virginia, do you think it would benefit to have, before school starts, some sort of a conference for parents and teachers to introduce them to the idea that there will be a child with whatever the issue is in the classroom, and here's what you can tell your child about this to learn about it? You know, would that help?
Well, I'm actually in the field of education, and I am not only a mother, I'm a teacher, and I work in the public school system. I think part of the issue here is the school in which Chloe was enrolled in was a private school, and they don't always follow procedure. Unfortunately, in these types of private settings, you have individuals, and I like to call them the narcissistic bully. They're very self-centered. They feel like it's only their world and only their child that deserves to stand out. They don't understand empathy. They feel like they're protecting their child, but they don't understand what they're doing, in essence, is really hurting the other child that they're speaking of or that they're complaining about.
Well, are you worried that they're also maybe hurting their own child?
Of course. I mean, that's right. The bottom line with adult bullying and narcissistic bullying. You know, you don't have signs hanging from a child's neck saying, I'm autistic, I have Asperger's. I think the idea here is empathy. And unfortunately, no matter what situation or setting you're in, as an adult and as a parent, that should be the forefront, empathy. Mm. And you should be teaching that through your own words and how you behave in front of your child.
What we're talking about is adult bullying. But do you worry that that's soon going to translate to kids? I mean, both Chloe and Lucas seem to be thriving outside of these incidents. Do you worry that that's going to change as they get older and it'll be the kids bullying?
Absolutely. You know, I believe that this is cyclical. If you have a parent that is talking about another child or criticizing the way that a child is being parented, your children are listening. And we set examples with everything that we do. And when we set the example that this type of behavior is acceptable, then that child believes that it is acceptable. I also think that when we have people in the community that don't stick up for this child, we're setting an example that it's okay to behave this way. Mm-hmm. And you know, the one way to end bullying is by parents setting a good example that we do not treat people this way. We treat people with empathy and with kindness. We give people the benefit of the doubt, that we have open communication. But it's also that we stick up for what's right and we stand behind our word. And if we know this is going on and we do nothing to stop it, then we're just as guilty.
That's Lauren Robert Desmalais. She and Virginia Scudder have kids with neurological differences, and they are finding, disturbingly, that it's adults who are doing the bullying and even cutting off. Do I understand, Lauren, you've had some adult friends of your own who've cut you off because you have a child with autism?
That's correct. Actually, one of my closest friends was trying to get Chloe kicked out of the same preschool that her daughter went to and was complaining about her and didn't want her child around my daughter anymore, even though she knew that we were having evaluations for autism done and would talk about her behind my back.
Well, that's tough. Well, I'm glad you have each other. Thank you both for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So, have you experienced adult bullying of a child with disabilities, maybe even of a child without disabilities? Or do you think there is a better way to integrate children with challenges into schools? Your thoughts welcome, hereandnow.org.